Republicans aggressively defended law enforcement on the third night of their convention, led by Vice President Mike Pence. The proceedings unfolded as the nation faced renewed tensions following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. The wounding of Blake sparked continuing protests in a state that could decide the fall election. Pence seized on the national reckoning over racial injustice to argue Democratic leaders are allowing lawlessness to prevail in cities from coast to coast. He and others described cities racked by violence, though protests in most locations have been largely peaceful. President Donald Trump made a brief appearance as Pence concluded. He will address the convention at the finale Thursday night as his opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, tends to lead in an aggregate of polls. Read our coverage of the conventions and the election on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura has weakened after making landfall in the southwestern U.S. state of Louisiana, but not before slamming the shore as a Category 4 storm Thursday morning. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm is now carrying maximum sustained winds of 168 kilometers an hour, which makes it a Category 2 storm. As it moved ashore, the storm triggered life-threatening storm surges, flash floods, and extreme winds. But forecasters are now saying Laura will weaken rapidly as it makes its way northward across Louisiana Thursday, eventually becoming a tropical storm. The U.S. Justice Department says it is opening a civil rights probe into the police shooting of Jacob Blake in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mali's new military rulers say they have released former President